Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Hello, our dear audience. Welcome to today's Info Express. I'm Helen.
And this is Regina.
So without further ado, let's take a quick look at some latest movie news.
One of the most influential film festivals in the world, Cannes Film Festival, is on its way.
The 2018 Cannes Film Festival will begin on Tuesday, May 8th, and run through Saturday, May 19th. Cate Blanchett will serve as president of the main competition jury. Benicio del Toro will head the uncertain regard jury.
And the headline is already occupied by it. Cannes lineup reaches from Spike Lee to Jean-Luc Godard.
The 2018 Cannes Film Festival will include some new films from directors Spike Lee, Paul Polovinsky, David Robert Mitchell, and Jean-Luc Godard as part of the lineup line on American films and loan on international auteur both young and old.
As previously announced, the festival will open with Iranian director Asghar Farhadi's Spanish language everybody knows, starring Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz, and will include an out-of-competition screen of Solo, A Star Wars Story, and a 50th anniversary presentation of Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, hosted by Christopher Nolan.
This festival will not include any movies from Netflix, which opt not to submit any films in the wake of rules banning films from the main competition if they didn't have a French theatrical release.
Rather than submit films for the festival's out-of-competition sections, Netflix opted to withdraw all its potential Cannes entries. This affected both possible competition titles like Alfonso Cuarón's Roma and Jeremy Sanunier's Hold the Dark, as well as two likely entries in the out-of-competition Cannes Classic section.
The newly completed version of Orson Welles' final unfinished film, The Other Side of the Wind, and Morgan Neville's documentary about the completion of that film.
Just stay tuned to Info Express. We will definitely share with you the following information about the Cannes Film Festival.
There is also a big news take place in the Hollywood. After Liu Yifei was hired as title character the Mulan, another Chinese actor is also making his way right to the Hollywood.
Donnie Yen joins Disney's live-action Mulan, and he will star opposite Liu Yifei.
Nicky Caro will direct the feature with a set for a March 27, 2020 release.
Chris Bender, Jason Lee, and Jake Brenner are producers. Chinese producer Bill Kong, Monster Fox, Punch and Tiger, and Jake will executive produce.
Quite looking forward to it, ready?
Then let's turn our focus to box score.
Avengers Infinity War is about to release on 11th May. It's reported that with roughly 2 weeks to go before the movie's opening, online ticketing service Fandango reports that Infinity War is on course to pre-sell more tickets than any other superhero title in history, supplanting fellow Marvel's blockbuster Black Panther.
Further, Infinity War has already surpassed Furious 7 to become Fandango's top all-time April pre-seller, a milestone the Avengers prequel actually achieved on March 27.
The chief barometer of how big a film will open versus advanced ticket sales show Infinity War launching to north of $200 million in North America.
Just how much north is the big question. Although many are betting it will secure the top launch for a superhero pick, besting the first Avengers, only 5 films have crossed 200 million domestically in their first 3 days. Not adjusting for inflation, Black Panther, 202 million, The Avengers, 207.4 million, Jurassic World, 208.8 million, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, 220 million, and Star Wars, The Force Awakens, 248 million.
Anyway, don't forget to book your seat in advance.
Okay, so that is all for this week's Info Express.
See you next week.
See you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi dear audience, how's it going? This is Helen.
And this is Irene. Before we introduce the film of this week, Helen, I'd like to ask you, have you ever been to a church?
No. I feel this a serious and even depressive place. Also, if not even a Christian anyway, why?
Well, the story we are going to talk about is in a church where Dolores Wilson, a Reno lounge singer in Reno, Nevada, was forced to hide in from her married lover, Vince LaRocca, who is the owner of the casino Dolores worked and also a gangster. Because Dolores happened to witness him murdering his employee, she was chased by the gang and had to run away. That's how the story began.
Ah, isn't it that familiar storyline of Sister Act?
Yes, it is. And as you said, the church was really serious and quiet, and everything was strictly following the old order until Dolores came in, putting on nun's outfit and rocking the whole church.
But Dolores didn't come and fake nun that easy. When police officer led her to the church, both Dolores and Starwick Revenant mother object to the plan. But they are convinced eventually. Dolores soon found herself disguised as a nun and given the name Sister Mary Clarence, but struggled to follow religious vow and the simple life of the convent. Despite the living condition, Dolores soon fit in, at least in her own way.
She soon made friends with several nuns, including Forever Jolly Sister Mary Patrick, Quiet and Meek Sister Mary Robert, and the elderly deadpan Sister Mary Lazarus, who works as a choir director.
However, there's just one nun that Dolores could never get along with.
And that's Professor McGonagall.
What?
Oh, I mean the stoic Reverend Mother.
Okay, so the Reverend Mother assigned her to the local choir, so that she won't cause more trouble. On Dolores' first day in the choir, she found herself being selected as the choir's new director after its member learned she has a background in music.
And that's how she made the whole church full of joy, and also brought a lot of people to visit the church. They even attracted Pope John Paul II to visit the church to see the choir himself as part of his visit to the United States.
Little did they know, Dolores changed one of her songs. She replaced the word "my guy" with "my God" and taught them to sing.
That's hilarious.
Not for the Reverend Mother. She told Dolores that she decided to hand in her resignation because Dolores' work undermined her authority, which shocks Dolores because she's about to leave soon.
The story is not over yet. Dolores' address was exposed and she was captured and taken to Reno right before the performance. And all the nuns in the church, including the Reverend Mother, decided to save her. They borrowed a plane, or you could say hijacked one, and flew to Reno seeking for her.
Just imagine how weird it can be. A group of nuns all in black and white walking down the street surrounded by casino and fancy hotels.
Yes, so dear audience, please make sure to check out this movie or follow our program. See you next time.
See you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Clip 1.
You're quitting just because he won't leave his wife?
No, just because he won't leave his wife. I'm quitting for a lot of reasons. It's something I have to do.
What's gonna happen to the act?
What do you mean, what's gonna happen to the act?
Yeah. I'm a real genius. That's why we're gonna pick him up. And don't you pack any more of my makeup in the bed. Don't think I don't know what you're doing.
What do you want, huh?
And don't you ever knock.
Hey, girl, you ain't got nothing that I have seen before, right?
Yeah, well, stop trying to memorize it.
Hey, Michelle.
Oh, please.
I hope it's his dead body.
With love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then why didn't he bring down to me himself?
Oh, he wants you to, but he's got a big meeting upstairs. Hey, Tina.
Hi.
Could you say goodnight to these clowns, please? I'm getting a headache. I don't want them in here. Get out!
Let's go.
All right, I'm going. Just take it easy.
Well, at least you got something out of all of this. Come on, Dolores, open this up.
Yes.
Why should I open this? I don't give a damn what's in that box.
I don't care. I want to see it.
I'll see what your man brought you.
Why? Why?
Come on.
Well, I want to see.
Fine. Okay, let's look and see what it is then.
Oh, look at this. Look at this.
Check it out.
It's mink. Yes, it's purple mink, Dolores.
Oh, this is beautiful. Look.
Oh, feel.
Well, obviously, Mr. Loroka feels he can win me back by sending me this absolutely fabulous coat.
Whoa, put it on, put it on.
It's beautiful.
Well, see, some girls would fall for that, but not me. I think I'm gonna make him wait a little while before I just let him know that I,
What?
Kanya LaRocca is his wife's coat. This man gave me his wife's coat.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Put it back on. It's yours now. You deserve it.
No, I don't deserve it. I haven't earned it. You don't earn other people's wife's first coat, okay? I think it's time to just go upstairs and give it back to him. And get the hell out of this dump.
Clip 2.
Nice church, huh?
Yes, it's very nice. Look, what am I going to be? Look what am I going to be? Quasimodo in the bathroom.
What is this? I want you to stay here for a while.
Where?
In the convent. It's the safest place in the world. You think Vince is going to look for you in the convent?
No, what? What in the what?
In the convent.
You must be out of your... You know what? I'm going to be back and work this out with Vince. You're a lunatic. I'm not going to be in no damned convent with these people. These people don't even have sex.
Dolores, now you've seen what he can do. Look, one bullet, that's all it's gonna take.
No, look, let me explain something to you. Vince knows people all over the place. You realize that? He knows people all over the place. This means he's gonna be looking for me everywhere.
Everywhere but this convent.
Oh, come on.
Nobody knows you're here but me. We're trying to get you a quick car date. 1 month, 2 months tops. I promise I'm gonna spring as fast as I can.
What am I gonna do here? I'm gonna go crazy here. It's nothing but a lot of white women dressed like them. I am. What am I going to do here?
Pray.
Pray?
Yes, but Monseigneur, we are a small convent. Surely there are more appropriate places?
We can save this young woman's life and imprison a parasite all in one gesture.
My heart goes out to her, of course. My concern would be she might subject the convent to danger.
The Reno Police Department assures you will be protected from any harm. They have promised to make a generous financial donation. And as you know, your small convent is in danger of closing.
Well, if they can afford to be so generous, so can we. Excuse me. Absolutely not. I couldn't possibly...
Well, think of it this way, Reverend Mother. She's an ideal prospect for rehabilitation.
That is not a person you can hide. That is a conspicuous person designed to stick out.
You have taken a vow of hospitality to all in need.
I lied.
Lieutenant Souther, everything is in order.
No. Everything is not in order. This woman does not like me.
Dolores, these are holy people. They like everybody.
I don't give a shit what you say. This woman does not like me.
1 month, 2 months tops.
No, I'm not staying here. Forget it. I'm not staying here. I'm telling you, I'm not gonna stay here.
Behave yourself.
Clip 3.
Girl groups, boogie woogie on the piano? What were you thinking?
I was thinking more like Vegas. You know, get some butts in the seats.
And what next? Popcorn? Curtains calls? There's not a theater or a casino.
Yeah, but that's the problem. See, people like going to theaters, and they like going to casinos, but they don't like coming to a church. Why? Because it's a drag. But we could change all that. See, we could pack this joint.
Through blasphemy?
Excuse me.
How can you say that? I've worked my butt off with this woman. They've given up free time to do this, and they're good. I mean, sister, we could rock this place.
out of the question. As of tomorrow, Mary Lazarus resumes her leadership of the choir.
Come in!
Reverend Zamata, I just wanted to congratulate you. I haven't enjoyed Mass this much in years. What a marvelous program. Innovative, inspiring. You'll be to command it. I can't wait till next Sunday when the Carver's performance again. Do you see the people walk right in front of the street? That music, that heavenly music, Reverend Mother, it caused you then.
It did?
I must tell the Archbishop. I was sending the personal letter describing your efforts. Your bones, new fight to keep your little convent alive.
And you must also include this. This is something she will never tell you herself, because she is the kind of woman she is. Sisters, she wants us to go out into the neighborhood and meet the people.
Ooh! Oh, this woman.
Bless her. There's so many problems out there, and we can maybe help with it. I mean, that's why many of us become nuns. Oh, it's really marvelous, Reverend Mother.
There's a lot we could do for them besides pray, sister.
That's right.
You are a pioneer.
Monsignor, surely you realize how dangerous this neighborhood is.
And you will face the danger head on, as if I could stop you.
You couldn't?
You have my complete support in this matter. Anything you can do to revitalize this neighborhood will be a blessing.
Don't you just love her?
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
You, man, what's up?
Not much. Look, pal, why do you act so lively? Is there anything special?
Well, it's her movie today. Absolutely. Heronia is an African-American. I mean, how could you not play in hip-hop style?
Oh my gosh. Suit yourself. But can we have a formal start?
Yep. Hey guys, I'm Jacob. Welcome to Action English.
And I'm Kitty. We'll introduce you some practical phrases in this movie.
So let's cut a crap and...
Hey, language!
Oops. Let's cut to the chase and talk about the first one.
Clip 1.
No wonder you waited till now to spring this on me.
This sentence happened when Reverend Mother showed Dolores her room. Or her cell, exactly.
And our poor Dolores expressed her shock and disappointment with it.
I would be the same mood when I saw that cell. It's crude like the Stone Age.
What else do you want? You're not on vacation, but under one's chase.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks for springing the fact on me.
You're welcome, my good fella. Jacob 刚好示范了 spring something on somebody 的正确用法，即在某人意料之外的情况下告知某事，或用以表达抱怨和惊讶的情绪。
例如电影里 ，Dolores 用 spring this on me 来对院长某某表示了不满。I think she might start a rap if her emotion gets stronger.
I bet she has the talent. Spring 可以表示季节，即我们所处的春季。It reminds me a piece of poem written by Neruda.I want to do with you what spring does with cherry trees. 我要在你身上做春天对樱桃树做的事。
Bravo, you romantic nut. Spring 除了春天还有活力和弹簧的意思。正如春天万物复苏让人精神抖擞仿佛上弦的弹簧。Here's an example. There was a cheer in every face and spring in every step.
Spring 还表示跳跃或突然活动可引申为表达令人惊讶的消息。例如 she springs a surprise by losing the game. 她输了比赛，爆了个大冷门。
Or we could say, to be honest, I was a little shocked when you sprang this dark recording room to me.
Well, our lives are simple. We have little need for material possessions.
I'm glad to hear that, you little philosopher. Now, let's turn to the clip 2.
Clip 2.
What has brought you here? Take the hint.
这句话是院长嬷嬷用来劝诫 Dolores 接受现状好好反思的联系上文的 God has brought you here Take the hint 颇有一种宗教神秘感
在该语境下 hint 解读为启示但大多数时候 hint 表示话中有话的暗示 It's an indirect suggestion Take Zuckerberg for example
Last week, when he was asked by a congressman whether he may not reach such an achievement in China instead of America, the hint was so clearly, but he still responded, there are strong internet companies in China.
And the congressman added that he should just answer yes to the question. That must be so awkward and hilarious when he chose to ignore the hint.
You're right. 人们在暗示的时候在心里早已有了答案，却碍于情面不能脱口而出。 Take the hint 意为接受暗示， Drop the hint 则是给出暗示。 It's something you say or do in an indirect way or in order to show somebody what you're thinking.
And Jacob?
Yeah?
My birthday is approaching just several days later.
So what?
It's my second birthday in CUC.
Well, I know it.
It's my 19th birthday.
Do you really think it's the right time to talk about it?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You were too obvious to take the hint.
Calm down. I was just kidding. I'll buy a cup of cocoa after recording, all right?
Great. Let's start clip 3.
Clip 3.
She's good. What, do you think they really could get better?
I don't know. They're pretty raw.Wet behind the ears.
Oh, please, let us try.
Wet behind the ears, 在中文里对应的成语是乳臭未干。在电影中，联系前文 Dolores 评价修女们合唱水平时所说的 They're pretty raw, 可知描述对象是缺少经验的生手。
那为什么要用 wet 这个词呢？字面意思上难以解释啊。
这句话直译是耳后是潮湿的。 It has been popular for a century.The possible origin is about newborn horses or calves. They were wet all over the body at first, but they will get dried in the air quickly except their ears. That's why people use wet behind the ears to describe someone who's unfamiliar with something.
所以和这句话意思相近的就是初生牛犊了。
Kind of, but not everyone who's wet behind the ears have the courage to challenge tigers. Can you make a sentence with that, Kitty?
Yeah, piece of cake. We are all wet behind the ears when facing love relationships.
You're really getting in the philosophical mood today. What had moved you? The season of your love affair?
Oh, man. Stop the gossip about me and finish our last clip. I want to have your cocoa.
Fine, you're the boss.
Clip 4.
Hey, Dolores. Great news, I pulled some strings. Judge agreed to move up the trial. We'll be in court in a couple days.
电影里警探 Souther 给 Dolores 打电话报喜时说了这样一句话 I pulled some strings. 中文意思大家一定不陌生，就是我找了关系。
You get it. After all, we live in a society built up on people's complicated relationships.
And it does the same in America. Pull some strings just like you pulled out the relationship lines among people.
When you pull some strings, you use your connections, influences, or power to help yourself or someone else.
中文释义也可以解释为牵线搭桥，行得方便，或者利用潜规则。
So, someone may think that pull some strings is unfair.
But it really helps sometimes. For example, if you need a ticket or a concert.
And I happen to know a staff working in it.
Then you can pull some strings to get your dreamy ticket. It's so lovely, right?
As long as there are nobody give out tip off about me.
Well, it depends on your luck. I think it's time to finish Excellent English.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you can remember 4 phrases we introduced today. This is Jacob.
And this is Kitty. Have a nice day.
Bye. Bye.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
Hey, what's wrong with you?
It looks like as if you come back from the Russia gala night with your stomach filled with high in alcohol vodka. What are you going to get so feverish?
Surprised. I'm my silly partner. You just lack the talent of discovering those little details which are always ignored by us. Oh, speaking of that, don't you think that we are always spending our precious love so aimlessly and unconsciously?
Oh my goodness, just stop your holding hands to the light and tell me the reason.
All right, don't get upset, my pal. It's just... Didn't you find that it's been a long time since we ever discussed some movies of a light and happy tone? I feel so good to escape from those depression movies.
Well, that's true. Good discovery.
Come on.
Now, best to just stand quickly. Our audience would be annoyed by our long trash talking.
Okay, you're cool as usual, surprise. So, who are we going to talk about?
Well, Whooping Goldberg, the actress who played Rod Lawrence, of course, she's universally recognized as an excellent actress who has her own style of performing. Ella Baxter had an impression of the outstanding hosting skill he showed as he hosted the Academy Award. As IMDb comments describe, she's a truly unique and visible talent in Hollywood.
You seem to have a great admiration for her, but I've heard that she was once a dropster.
We should always judge a man in different angles under different situations, don't we? I was just talking about her ability as an actor and hostess.
And Whoopi Goldberg indeed did well in her career. Her first came to performance with her starring role in The Color Purple, bring her an Oscar nomination, and Dolores Cuaron of our topic movie today was no doubt another smash hit and a classic.
But what's interesting is that before her turning to the acting profession, he once worked in the funeral parlor and later served as the bricklayer while taking small parts in Broadway. And it even won the prize for Mala Comic Talk.
That's quite a colorful life. And I think she'll offer you some anecdotes of her too. Apart from her comedy achievements, she was also known for having married 3 times.
Okay, not concerned. Let's talk something about another actress who we are familiar with. Maggie Smith, one of the most famous and distinguished movie stars, and for every Potter fan, it's just impossible for us to recognize that she's Professor McGonagall. I loved the character when I was a child, and I dare to say that Maggie Smith is one of the most decent celebrities in the world.
Yes, her career is filled with those films that we can all recognize upon hearing the title. California Suits, which won her an Oscar Best Supporting Actress and Golden Globe Award. A Room with a View, which was nominated for a prize in that year's Oscar. And more recently, the Downton Abbey series, she took an active part in almost films and TV series of all times during this decade. And it's not surprising to see her winning 2 Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Being a breast cancer survivor, she's also an icon of mental tenacity.
So much about these 2 actors, and it's already time for us to give the mic to our TikTok Talk followers. So, see you guys next week then.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my sisters.
And my brothers.
Welcome to TikTok Talk,
again is the chatting part for the movie, Sister Act.
Oh, I really had a lot of stories about the movie.
Oh, really? Tell us about it.
Well, the first time I heard about the movie is from the song I Will Follow Him.
Oh, and where did you hear about it?
The music teacher asked us to perform a song or a dance with your roommates as final grade. So I searched the internet for girls' chorus, and the song just showed up.
Wow, so cool. So you guys don't have to study in high school for the college entrance examination, huh?
Well, we need, but there's 3 years to go, isn't it? Let me finish. So we rehearsed for half a month, and it was a huge success. Except
what?
Except that there was something wrong in the end for the high notes part. You know, it was in the morning.
So your voice broke. I just knew it.
Alright, forget about it. It's not the first time now anyway, I believe.
Do you want to hear my story about sisters?
We don't want to hear your personal, close, intimate...
Stop there. You know what I'm saying. Also, when I was at high school...
Okay. Both of you are 学霸. You have so much extra energy for after school activity.
Here's the thing. A play crew from South Africa came to my city to display the sound of the music. And they were recruiting figurines, so I set up for it and I passed it, finishing 8 shows with them.
So, how does they relate to our movie?
Oh, I forgot to mention, I act as a nun.
Okay, you just want to brag yourself, am I right, huh?
Oh, you got it. It's really an amazing adventure anyway, and not bad to show off for a little bit in our show. You know, I want my special fan as well.
Okay, guys, I suggest that we open a brand new pod for this action frames, and it's called Your Story with the Movie. So, as a matter of fact, we still haven't exploited that part. Why not come back to our focuses on the actor's story, guys?
Hey, you're the one who brings about this topic. Yes, but let's get back to the adorable non-actors. The one who impressed me the most was Mary Robert.
Oh my god, she's so cute. Just like a timid but super cute sheep.
Her real name was Rindy McKenna, born in 1958, New York City.
And she's a little classical artist since the age 8. And she's a little classical artist since the age 8. And she's an expertise in playing harp.
Oh, I always wanted to learn harp. And I heard that she was practicing ballet at the same time. I guess that's why she's just got the feeling of classics.
Well, when she was 15, she had to choose only one item to focus on. So she chose ballet. Unfortunately, he was injured and 18th and abandoned ballet unwillingly.
I guess she still could be a singer. Look at her in the Sister Act. What a vigorous voice she had, though she's so slim. Wendy is always a cool name. In many cartoons, the witches always are named Wendy.
And Wendy down. Could you please leave the name, Steph? I just want to disrupt Mary Roberts' image in my heart.
Okay, how about Maggie Smith? I believe that everybody is familiar with her. Her face is just so much characters to recognize. The special eyes and the shaking but firm voice.
Yeah, she showed in Harry Potter as Professor McGonagall and also in the Downton Abbey.
Somehow I just always mix her with the mother in the James Bond series. Anyway, Maggie's father was a professor in the Oxford University, where Maggie showed her love for performing from an early age and took performance training at the Oxford Kindergarten.
Oh, they had an Oxford Kindergarten? That's interesting, but she finally was admitted into the Oxford University. But in her performance career, she's always nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
It's okay, that can't stop her from being an excellent actress. And another example for those who once was addicted to drugs, Whoopi Goldberg. Do you know that she once had a deep addiction to drugs?
Oh my, it's hard to believe it. However, it is not surprising in American society. Marijuana is legal in some region, and it's also not surprising that she can still embark on performance career after being reported for drug addiction.
Poor Kong Chen Tong. Oh, another point. Whoopi also showed in the movie Ghost. She was a psychic named Ota.
Oh, Sister Act really brings a lot of famous actors around. And don't forget the lieutenant performed by Bill Nunn. This actor really looks friendly. I think it's probably because of his appearance, like a cute brown bear.
Bill Nam did also perform in the 1900, The Sailor Who Raised 1900, Danny.
Ah, that's him.
Ah, that's what I was wondering. I seem to have met him before. When Danny died in the movie, I cried a lot.
1900, that's a movie which will make you heartbroken.
Hey guys, come back. Danny didn't die in Sister Act, and he saved everyone's life. Don't be frustrated anymore. That's the spirit.
Well, hey guys, here comes the end for TikTok Talk.
Hope to see you soon. This is Desmond.
This is Surprise. Bye-bye.
And this is Rebecca. Good day, everybody.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hey there, good evening my friends. Now it's coming to the gramophone time. I'm your host, The Tiger, and today we are going to talk about origin soundtracks of Sister Act. There is no color for the film as well as the chorus of the core. The appearance of the chorus has greatly enriched the plot of the film, promoted the development of the plot, strengthened the action, thought, and psychological activities of the characters in the drama, and made the figure creation more stereoscopic. And through audiovisual experience, the screen imagining is richer and vivid, which greatly improves the appeal and comedy effect of the film. Therefore, I believe that Sister Act is a comedy, but also a lively teaching material of chorus artistic expression. Here are some examples. Let's give it a listen.
Clip 1.
I'll follow him. The music in the movie is no doubt the highlight of the movie. From the bar singer's song to the chorus song, the plot was well promoted, especially the last I Will Follow Him, which pushed the plot to a climax in the end of the film and became the English song. The music in the movie successfully combines the chanting with pop music, which brings different audiovisual experience to the audience. As one of the film types of Hollywood, music and dance films are used to use a simple spectacle to push the music and dance in the plot to promote the development of the plot or to move out of the plot. Singers and musicians are more of the descriptions of the music. The music, as an organic part of the main plot, is shown directly by the characters in the film, and most of them are non-interpretative. Sister Act is to integrate music into choral, a carrier that promotes the plot and brings music enjoyment to us.
Clip 2.
One of the features of the chorus in the film is the diversification of the accompaniment. In Hail Holy Me and I Will Follow Him, the nuns use their hands to play the rhyme of the song, making the members of the choral more participatory and more unexpected in the sound. The bell at the end of the song, My Guy, drew a perfect ending for the whole song. I Will Follow Him in the tambourine also add a lot of sounds. In the film, the members of the choral also accompany the song with the movements of the body, the head, the shrug, and the finger. Although the movements do not give out the sounds of accompaniment, they are verily transmitting a very strong rhythmic rhyme to the audience. This diverse accompaniment is an important aspect of song success. On the whole, the non-medley successfully... On the whole, the non-medley and successfully gathered many elements and set up music. Love, crime, and religion harmonious. The plot of the film is also very reasonable. All kinds of funny bridge sections in the film are very ingenious. Not lack of American films offer American elements, like Gambling City, Las Vegas Street, graffiti culture, and so on. The actor's performance, mainly the actress Whoopi Goldberg's performance, in place and natural. The character of the hero incisively and vividly. That's all for today's gramophone. Sister Act is truly a great film in using music. What else wonderful voices will leave to you to dig it out? Bye.
Pass for today. Producer, Su Ling Han Helen. Anchor,
艾丽菲热 Alfira.
廖安然 Charlotte.
罗韵佳 Rebecca.
王金喜 Surprise.
Journalist,
陈远豪 Desmond.
潘玉叶 Irene.
侯一夫Jacob,
李倩华 Kitty,
刘天姿 Regina,
周慧玲 Sibyl,
金小雨 Tiger。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。